Well, now to another of our memorable stories from earlier of this year, and a warning. Don't eat an early lunch while you're listening to this. Back in March, we met Brian Woodbridge, who's from Echuca in northeastern Victoria, and Brian keeps 3,000 leeches. Now, I can tell you that the leeches are vitally important to medicine, and you'll hear a doctor say why in just a moment. But let's begin with Brian and how he got into leech farming.
Well, I've got a background in fish farming, and I was at a dinner party with a friend of mine, and there was a plastic surgeon there, and he inquired about whether we got any leeches any time. So it started from there, but that was probably 18 years ago. And we...
A chance encounter with a plastic surgeon changed your career, huh?
Yeah.
What species do you breed?
The one we use here is Haruto richardsonis australis, which is a three-stripe leech, well known around the world. The Murray Valley area, it was exported in the 1850s to England. They used to 12,000 at a time to London, so he's got a bit of history in the medical zone.
Mm-hmm. He's a good performer, is he?
Yeah, well, from what I gather, they doctors come from overseas and they're amazed at how good he is, or the rating of a leech by the time that it'll keep sucking the blood through a patch of skin or something like that.
Mm, so endurance is important for a good leech.
Quick, he can suck you dry.
Tell me how this farming operation works. What sort of setup have you got there?
I've got a shipping container, which is a controlled environment in the wild, and gather some brood stock, bring them in, and then put them in fish tanks and make them think it's spring. Heat the place up and give them a bit more daylight, make them think it's spring, and leave the rest to them. So they'll lay a cocoon then, and it goes from there. We've got to feed them up. It's probably in their second year before they're ready to send away. So it's a long process.
Really, you rear a leech for 2 years before you can sell it?
Yeah. Well, I'm retired now. I've got nothing else to do, so that keeps me busy.
May as well feed your leeches.
Yeah.
What do you feed them?
We mainly feed them blood from the knackery. Yeah. So it's a very time consuming job. Feed them blood, and sometimes they'll eat. If they're not hungry, they're not the sort of thing that just attacks. So you can put 20 of them in a bucket to feed them, and maybe 5 of them will feed, you know, so you've got to sort them out all the time, grade them, sending off.
You grade them, what, by size?
Yeah. Well, the ones that you try and get, the ones that have eaten today, you don't try to feed them tomorrow, because naturally they've had a feed, so they probably only feed once every 2 weeks or something like that, you know, so they'll sort of blow themselves up like a balloon if we put water in, you know, when they're sucking blood.
So you don't send them off to the hospital on a full stomach, they won't perform?
No, that's another part of it. You've got to starve them for a month or something before you send them off, have them in another section.
Mm.
That's like a pack of cards, really. Got baby ones coming on, then you've got little ones here and larger ones there, and the ones ready for shipping, you'll put them away in another tank and don't feed them.
But I imagine it's not just a bucket of blood. How do you actually lay it out so they can feed? They must need something to latch onto, I imagine.
Yeah, they need to suck the blood through a bit of skin or something like that, you know, so they can get a bit of an intestine from the knackery. Or you could use sausage skins and things like that, you know, and they'll suck the blood through the sausage skin.
Do they have a preference for sheep's blood or cattle blood? Does it matter?
No, whatever. The blood we get is mixed. When they digest the blood, apparently they've got a chemical in them that cleans the blood and stops it spoiling while they digest it, you know, an antibiotic. So apparently it keeps the blood clean, so that it takes them probably 3 or 4 weeks to digest it. Mm. So while it's in their stomach, it doesn't go off. So.
Stay with us, Brian. I'll come back to you in a moment. Brian Woodbridge is a leech farmer from Echuca. This is Bush Telegraph. Also with me is Dr. John Quinn, Executive Director of Surgical Affairs for the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons. Dr. Quinn, thank you for coming in. Tell me about their medical use here in Australia. What type of things are they used for?
They've become more used of more recent times, since perhaps the late 1980s or mid-1980s, and used particularly by plastic surgeons, which is why our leech farmer, Brian, has been in enthused to do this, and particularly in areas in plastic surgery where they're what we call free flaps, where tissue and skin are removed from somewhere to be put somewhere else. For that to live, it has to have a blood supply coming in an artery and a vein that drains it away, and that's very fine surgery. And sometimes there's difficulty with the venous drainage, and therefore the flap becomes engorged with blood, and if the blood stays there, everything fails. And sometimes the leeches can be used to decrease the amount of blood in the flap. So they're put on the skin and on the flap, and they do their trick and suck the blood, which decreases the engorgement. They also have a chemical in their saliva called Hirudin, which stops the blood clotting, and that also helps them.
Does it come as a surprise to many people that medicine hasn't developed past the use of leeches, that they're still one of the best tools you've got for certain uses?
I suspect there are not many people who know this happens, but for plastic surgeons, it's really a godsend at some times. I'm interested to hear that the leeches don't feed for 3 or 4 days. I know there are some surgeons who try and get them to vomit so that they're hungry again, so they suck the blood and then they vomit the blood so that they can suck again.
Brian, how easy is it to get a leech to vomit?
You can just throw them in a bucket of salt water and they'll bring it up, or you can just put them on a table and roll a pencil over and you'll squeeze it out. They're pretty tough sort of critters.
They are tough, aren't they? I guess they're known for that. Dr. Quinn, is it something that's on the rise, though? Is that fair to say?
It's on the rise because the number of free flaps that are being performed and done to reconstruct defects in the human body after surgery are more, and therefore there's a greater need for them, and there's a greater knowledge that they work and they're available.
Mm. What sort of stories have you heard about patients' reactions when they find out they might be treated with leeches?
Patients are not terribly surprised or upset about it. The free flap doesn't have any sensation at the time, and if it's explained to them well why the leech is being used and what's happening,
I guess it's the least of their worries, isn't it?
Yeah,
often.
Absolutely.
Do you know how much training has to go into for the doctors to learn how to use a leech?
I don't think there's any training required. It's the accessibility. I think you get the leech out of its container and put it on the skin and it does what a hungry leech does.
Brian, do you get asked many questions from doctors themselves about the behaviour of the leech and how they can use them?
Oh, sometimes they'll ring and they can't get them to attach, so we've got to sort of make sure they take all the chemicals off the skin, get them to try, and if one doesn't attach, try another one. They're not the sort of thing, like I said before, not the sort of thing to jump out of the jar and latch onto you. They're trying to escape when they're handling them. Some nurses get tweezers and that because they're frightened of them and squeeze them too hard, you know, but generally they go pretty well. So it's interesting to hear what the doctor said about the patient. I heard from one hospital that the patient actually took them home and kept them in a fish tank for a while, and he rang me to ask how to feed them, you know. So he had them in his room.
Dr. Quinn, it's not unusual, is it, for patients to take a memento home from after surgery?
I've not heard of a patient taking a leech home before, but I'm sure there's a first for everything.
He had them in a little container in his drawer alongside his bed, apparently.
Brian, do you sort of concur with what Dr. Quinn explained there, that there is more demand, that purely because the type of surgery that needs the leeches is increasing? Are you hearing that there's more demand for your product?
Yeah, I can tell by the amount that I sort of move along, there's probably more doctors coming from overseas, I think. They use them extensively over there, and the supply, look, quite often, if I run out, the phone just rings red hot, you know, so now that I can supply all the year round. When I first started, I just sort of pulled a few out of my ponds, you know, out of my fish ponds, and I used to run out during the winter, but now I've got the shipping container, I can run all the year round. And when the supply's there, well, away they go. So mainly over the winter when the guys come in and start doing their handyman work, you know, cutting fingers off with saws and stuff like that, the man's there.
So what, if you hear about more accidents in your local area or in the paper or on the news, you think it's going to be busy, do you?
Yeah, well, I don't get much of a feedback, but sometimes you'll see some children that get burnt and that sort of thing, and you think, oh, and then you'll hear back later on that they use them for that. Satisfying in that way. Otherwise, I don't hear much.
I guess it is satisfying work, though, isn't it? You are really helping people that need your product.
Yeah, well, sometimes you'll get a call at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, so they brought a patient out of the theatre and it's all gone wrong. Working at the one, maybe they want the leeches straight away. They seem to think it's a milk bar where you can just go and send them off, you know. So one night I mucked around and trying to find them and get them out. This was before I had the control environment. And I rang back the next morning and they said, oh, it doesn't matter now, he's gone back to surgery, you know. So I thought, oh, don't tell me they've chopped his fingers off or whatever, you know. So you feel a bit down when that sort of thing happens.
My guests here on Bush Telegraph are Brian Woodbridge, who's a leech farmer at Echuca in Victoria, and Dr. John Quinn, Executive Director of Surgical Affairs for the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons. Dr. Quinn, so a surgeon may not know, going into surgery, if they're going to have these complications and need leeches on the way out at the other end.
Oh, absolutely they wouldn't know. It's expected that you can join the artery and the vein up well, and mostly that works. But sometimes the veins are very small, sometimes the veins go into spasm, and the blood is not able to flow away from the tissue that's been transplanted. And it's then that the leeches are sometimes very helpful. But as Brian said, they need to be accessed pretty quickly if that happens.
This idea of a highly trained surgeon rolling his pencil over the desk to make a leech throw up, I'd never really entered my mind.
I understand that's fairly dangerous. There's a fine line between squashing the leech and making it regurgitate. I think also the amount of salt in the water is very temperamental, and you can kill the leech rather than just making it vomit.
So it's tricky business. So by the time leeches are being used, though, is it a last resort?
Often it is, or sometimes it's a time-saving thing until something else is able to be done, or it decreases some of the engorgement in the tissue so that it allows nature to behave better and the blood to flow through the vein.
Are there any, or do you know of any other parasitic animals that are used like this in surgery?
No, but maggots have been used, and maggots are sometimes used to clean wounds. Patients don't react to those quite as well as they react to leeches. They see maggots as slightly different things, but maggots are very effective in cleaning sloughy, infected, dirty wounds.
And they're used in Australia as well?
From time to time, yes.
And what sort of instance would maggots be used?
Well, it's more that patients come in having not looked after themselves terribly well with bad wounds and with maggots in them that they're not aware of, and we tend to leave them there to allow them to clean the wound. But there have been periods when maggots have been grown particularly for medical use.
These farming enterprises that I hadn't considered before. Brian, have you been bitten much yourself?
Have I been bitten?
Yeah, I'm assuming you have been bitten, but terribly often.
Right, yeah. They latch on you all the time, yeah, but you've got to get them off before they start sucking. Like when the doctor said he was swimming in a channel or something like that, when they bite you, they release a mild anaesthetic, so you don't really feel anything, so you don't, until you see them on your hand, you don't know they're there, you know. So normally if you jumped in the channel and swam out, come out and there's one on you, your friends probably yell out, look out, you got a leech on you, so you don't sort of, they don't bite you like a dog or anything. and they release an anticoagulant to stop you, so that the blood doesn't clot, the wound doesn't clot, and they can get a good feed, so you bleed for a while.
And Dr. Quinn, that's the magic of them, I guess, from your point of view.
There are two things. They suck the blood, but they also have this anticoagulant that makes the blood continue to flow. So both of those are important. And there's a chemical whose name I'm not sure of that does cause some vasodilatation. So all of those things make them useful.
Brian, you said you try to get them off quick smart. If you've got one latched on, how do you get them off? What's your method?
Well, you can just run your fingernail underneath them. Some old methods, they used to use salt and cigarette lighters and stuff like that, but they're not. The worst thing you can do is grab it and pull it, because you'll pull a great number of skin off too.
Well, Brian, all the best with the leech farming. I hope it goes well, even though it's apparently your retirement. It sounds like you're staying busy though. So thank you for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks very much.
That's truly disgusting stuff, isn't it? Leech farmer Brian Woodbridge, who's based at Echuca. You also heard there from Executive Director of Surgical Affairs from the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons, Dr. John Quinn.